I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama always said I'd be a chosen one.
They don't care about their people. They've demonstrated that time and time again in terms of their economic peril that they put them in themselves and also killing them to make certain they stay in power. So they, in their minds, can outlast us in the sense that political pressure, getting closer to the midterms, economic pressure with gas prices on the administration, they believe, even though we have the economic blockade, at some point we will end the war, stop everything, or make a deal with them that meets some of their objectives. The other alternative was to recognize that they are steadfast in that, and they will certainly don't care about their people suffering. The people that think this is going to cause a collapse and they're going to make a deal, I think they're underestimating who these guys really are. So the reality is, then what else are our options? Well, I think option one is return and finish what we started.
Yeah. Four-star retired General Jack King, return and finish what we started. And all of the noise from the left, and that includes some Republicans joining them, claiming that this should be declared as a War Powers Act violation if we continue past this date, because May 1st marks the 60-day mark since we first hit Iran. Secretary of War Hegseth and others are saying, no, we have paused the fighting, so you had to restart the clock on that 60 days. But we're going to get into that in more detail. And plus this issue of Dems and others aiding and abetting the enemy. And I'm the one raising that question. But I'll tell you why as we move forward. Welcome to Larry Connors USA. Jamie Allman taking some well-deserved time off. And I'm glad to be sitting in and doing our program here during the noon hour. If you miss any part of it, it will be replayed for you tonight between 6 and 8 p.m. as normal. And with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And specifically regarding the aiding and abetting definition and the War Powers Act. Now, we have so many on the left that have been trying to destroy whatever our troops downrange in harm's way have been trying to accomplish. I want to remind you, this is not just a blockade of oil for Iran. Yes, that's an important part of it. China relies on 80% of the oil that comes through from Iran. And that's how Iran, in turn, gets money to continue its war machine and pay for its terrorist activities. 20% of the world's oil goes through the strait. Now, we don't have to rely on it because we're energy independent. Plus, we have Australia. We have Venezuela oil also now being added since we removed Maduro. And the Trump administration opening up more oil and gas leases. But Europe, as a general point, is getting a little bit more concerned. And you're going to hear from the left, boy, we're moving into travel season. The airline prices will be going up because of fuel. Yep. And we'll be paying more at the gas pump for a road trip. Yep, you might well be. But don't put that in front of the issue, and that is making the world safer. Where is the spine that is lacking from those who whine constantly about, oh, some prices are up? Do you have any idea what your forefathers went through during World War II? Even if they had all the money they could to buy whatever they wanted, items were rationed. You were only going to allow a certain amount. And they didn't put up any whining. They went to work helping the effort. Stephen Miller, Deputy White House Chief Advisor, says, right now we have a lot of leftists he considers and equates to being commies.
The Democrats are the party of communists, radical leftists, crazy lunatics, and America haters. every time they have tried to go after President Trump with their hoaxes, their witch hunts, their lies, their scams, their fake news, their persecutions, all they've succeeded in doing is making President Trump more popular, more successful, more beloved by the American people, and humiliating themselves in utter disgrace.
And every time they make these pronouncements, it embodies Iran with the belief that if we hold out just a little bit longer, the political pressure will become so great against Trump and his administration that Trump will simply back away. In other words, they are aiding and abetting, in my opinion. Now, what exactly does that constitute if you're looking at issues of war and criminal liability and penalties? The key elements of aiding and abetting, this is according to the Department of Justice. As I told you, this is not just blustering and pontificating, but giving you education. To be convicted of aiding and abetting, prosecution must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that one, a crime was committed, an acknowledgement of purpose and intent. Now, a lot of this applies not just to a war action, but crime in general. Key difference is, of course, if you're looking at crime versus war, well, you're talking about a getaway car driver, someone providing weapons. But anything you're doing to denounce what your nation is trying to do across the world, that is aiding and abetting, in my opinion, the enemy. Do you agree or disagree? You're entitled to your opinion. And President Trump is saying that he is considering pulling U.S. troops out of Germany, Italy, and Spain. Why? Because they have not done a damn thing to help with the blockade. We don't really need them, but we're all part of NATO, are we not? And those same countries, they want to tell you that we work with the U.S., we're part of NATO, part of UN, but right now they've done nothing. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says, if you look at what we've accomplished, we're doing it without anyone stepping up to help us.
We destroyed most of Iran's nuclear weapons program last June when we bombed them. But our spies picked up that Iran, after that, decided to change their plan. Their new plan was to produce so many missiles, ballistic, cruise, and drones, stockpile so many missiles that they could turn to America and say, look, we're going to restart our nuclear program. And if you bomb us again, you can, but we're going to destroy the Middle East with our stockpile of missiles. And by the way, we can hit Berlin and London and Paris. Now, we couldn't let that happen. And President Trump didn't let that happen. And I don't think the American people fully understand what we have done to Iran. I hated to do it, but it's like the aftermath of a collision between the Hindenburg and the Titanic. I mean, it's something like out of Mad Max 4. It'll be 15 years before Iran can come back.
Yeah. And keep in mind, when he talked about the ballistic missiles Iran has, it can hit Berlin, Paris, they can even hit Moscow, but take Moscow out of the equation. Why is France, Germany, England, which is also within range of the ballistic missiles, sitting basically on their butts and talking, but not doing anything and assisting with the blockade? Still, John Kennedy, Louisiana senator, has this evaluation.
If we came home tomorrow, I would consider it a victory, because if Iran ever starts doing anything with that fissile material, which is buried God only knows how many feet below the surface of the earth, we can go in at any moment and bomb them again. And that's why I say the blockade is, I hate to put it this way, sort of icing on the cake. And the president's going for more concessions, and I think he should. Don't misunderstand me. But we have accomplished what we went in there for.
Yeah, we have. And the key is no nukes for Iran. which Obama put in place with an agreement he signed on behalf of our nation. It was not a treaty. It never went to the Senate because it never would have passed the Senate. But he, with other world leaders, signed off on a deal with Iran, and Iran, according to Obama, they will not have a nuclear weapon on my watch. He was in the closing year of his term. No, they weren't going to have a nuclear weapon in that time. Now, you're going to hear valued debates back and forth about how close Iran was to a nuclear bomb before we started this latest action. They say, well, what is imminent? What is imminent to you? Seconds? Weeks? Days? Months? I don't want Iran to be anywhere near imminent to having a nuclear weapon. But again, in Congress, we have members of Congress, and this would include some Republicans, saying you got to go back to the Vietnam era law that Congress has to sign off on the Iran war because the conflict is at the 60-day mark today, May 1. The administration's view is that we have paused the fighting. That should reset the clock on the War Powers Act deadline. And whether or not they're going to continue debating it, you got a lot of members of Congress that have already long gone from D.C. on this Friday, May 1, left D.C., so nothing's going to be accomplished at that point. In the meantime, the left continues to throw around allegations that what we're doing constitutes war crimes. And they're doing it not just at Trump, but Hegseth, and not just Iran. But when it comes to targeting the narco boats, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff Miller on the Dems' guilt.
The Democrat Party committed war crimes against this nation by flooding our country with foreign terrorists. Trendiragua, MS-13, the Mexican Mafia, the Sinaloa Cartel, the most violent, ruthless terrorist organizations on planet Earth to maim, rape, and murder our people. Every single day, you read another horror story about a rapist, a murderer, a thug, a monster, a child predator let into this country by the Democrats, attacking our families, attacking our children, preying on the innocent in our high schools, in our colleges, dragging people to their deaths, beating them senseless, hacking them to death with machetes. That's what you're seeing from Democrat policies. President Trump, by contrast, record deportations, record low crime, record border security, record safety for American citizens.
He's right on point. And yet today, May Day, generally considered a celebration of beginning of summer, spring, a happy time, a rebirth. And of course, in the old Soviet Union, a day to parade all their missiles and trucks and weapons through Kremlin Square. But in our nation, something like 600 different groups have come together, teaming up with communists, calling for economic blackouts, no school, no work, no shopping. These protests going on all around the nation, doing what they can to again hurt our nation. The love of this country is strong with many of us, but the hate from others is growing. We've got to be aware of it, and we've got to deal with it. If you're going to look for some solace, keep in mind what Chief of Staff Miller was pointing out, that he considers Dems are committing war crimes because they opened the border. They've allowed all these illegals, unvetted, unchecked, to come into our nation, many involving terrorists, many coming in to cause terror inside our nation, many part of criminal gangs elsewhere. I do consider that a crime against America. Does it rise to the official statute of war crime? I don't really care. Deputy Chief Advisor Miller points out, either way, they wanted to flood America with slum, scandal, and crime.
It's what Democrats do. I mean, this is the country we're living in today. The Democrat Party, the ACLU, the SPLC, the radical left, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, on down, their lawyers, their organizations, their NGOs. What do? They wake up in the morning and say, how do we flood America with illegals from the third world. That's what animates them. That's what excites them. That's what motivates them. It's just another example of that, of Democrats trying to pry open our borders. And he will continue to use every resource we have, military, diplomatic, law enforcement, national security, that we have to keep the border sealed shut.
And you're going to continue to hear from the left that the Iran war is causing so much pain. The AAA national average price for regular gas did soar more than 9 cents higher in one day. As of today, jumping from $4.30 yesterday to $4.39 today. That's 33 cents higher than the same 5-week average previously. All of this is going to be short term. Even analysts that are not partisan point out that this is not going to be a long-term event for the U.S. We have our oil and gas. But yes, if you're planning a trip to Europe and flying, you might well be paying higher prices than you expected. And in particular, in a foreign country, because they don't have the access to oil and gas we do. If the left had had their way, we wouldn't have that access at all. Oil prices are currently elevated. Brent crude international futures over $111 a barrel. West Texas intermediate futures about $105. That was as of early this morning. And Pete Hegseth and President Trump believe that we can continue. We don't have to worry about the war powers deadline of 60 days, and we will continue. Trump said, I'm not satisfied with the latest Iranian proposal, adding that the regime is messed up. He said, and I'm quoting him, they want to make a deal, but I'm not satisfied with it. We'll see what happens. Iran wants to make a deal because they have no military left, and they want to make a deal, but I'm not satisfied with it. The problem is, again, who's really in charge over there that can make a deal? But more importantly, the Iranian regime is counting on Americans to strike back against Trump politically and force his hand. That's not going to happen. Senator Ted Cruz has a disagreement with President Trump. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington.
McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round the crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Jimmy Kimmel has apologized. Is it a good apology? Do you accept the apology?
I haven't heard him apologize, but he's a lowlife, whether he apologized or not. He's a lowlife. He always has been. He shouldn't be on television. I don't know how a guy can be on television where the network gets free airwaves from the United States government and spend 100% of his time knocking Republicans and conservatives and Trump 100% of his time. It's not supposed to work that way, you know, equal time provisions, etc., etc. Not supposed to work that way. But he's not a funny guy. He's got no ratings. And I don't understand how he can be on air. I think ABC is putting themselves in great jeopardy, actually. You know, they've already paid me $16 million. George Slapidopoulos said things that aren't true. And they had to pay me $16 million.
Yeah. That's President Trump on Newsmax responding to a question from Greta Van Susteren. Do you accept Kimmel's apology? He said, I don't know that he has apologized. I don't either. I have not seen an apology. What I saw Jimmy Kimmel do is double down. What did he do in the beginning? All right, let's take a step back and remind you. Days before the correspondents, White House, or the presidential correspondents dinner and the shooting, the man trying to get into the ballroom, Kimmel had remarked on his program, the First Lady is looking so much like an expectant, glowing like an expectant, not mother, like an expectant widow. And then, of course, then the shooting attempt took place. Kimmel had no way of knowing that was going to happen. I don't think he did. But he makes that remark and it comes back to bite him in the butt, as well it should. Mocking the fact that Melania Trump might be a widow. And he said, oh, no, I wasn't talking about the shooting. And he can defend that because there had not been a shooting effort at that point. He said, I was talking about their age difference. Trump is probably going to die well before she does. That's not an apology. That's doubling down. Then you got comedian Kathy Griffin, if you want to consider her a comedian as well. With Trump calling, as you heard in that, basically, he said, I don't know why he even has his show. He should be fired. If you remember, Kathy Griffin at one point had her career torpedoed when she posted a photograph holding a bloodied, severed head of what appeared to be President Trump in his first term. And she said, I'm going to just be honest. It still hurts. It was 9 years ago for me, but it still hurts. Nobody did stuff like this for me where they would dedicate a whole episode to get to standing up for the First Amendment. And she's talking about the treatment Kimmel's been getting. She said, because my First Amendment rights were truly violated, and I had the actual Department of Justice coming after me, not a private company. And that's what's happening with Kimmel right now. Monday, the president and the first lady did call on ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel because of his joke, as he wanted to call it. I had an issue when Trump said that, but I had other things on my plate. But now's a perfect time to break it all out again. And leading the way with me this time is Senator Ted Cruz. He has a negative opinion on the FCC investigating Disney and ABC because of Kimmel's so-called joke. The FCC, led by Trump appointed, Brendan Carr, moved to speed up renewal process for the broadcast licenses for Disney's 8 ABC-owned local TV stations. Cruz is of the opinion, and I am as well. When you start doing that, you are violating First Amendment rights. I do not like what Kimmel said. But if you went out to a building near you and you put F. Trump on it in spray paint, that's a First Amendment statement. I don't like it. And I think if you defaced a building and they can charge you with that, so be it. But if you're trying to silence that First Amendment by taking him off the air, it should not be up to the network to do it. The pressure should be placed upon the sponsors. If you put the pressure on the sponsors, they will in turn force the network to act. We don't need the government to get involved in taking Kimmel off the air. His numbers are not great anyway. He might have picked up some because of this recent event, but I do not want the federal government to be involved with it. I do consider if Trump is calling for ABC to fire Kimmel and they say they're going to do it because Trump asked them to do it, that's wrong. It is wrong. You disagree? You're entitled to. Look, there are a lot of things under the First Amendment that people have abused. And just because you have the right to say something doesn't mean you should. But again, each is an individual. But right now, Senator Ted Cruz does say, no, that should not happen this way, using the FCC to investigate Disney and ABC because of what Jimmy Kimmel made in his remarks. Trump did say that, in his opinion, the so-called joke was a despicable call to violence, and that he should be immediately fired by Disney and ABC. The president's obviously free to make that statement. I do consider he's right. It's a despicable call to violence, even though it happened before an act of violence. But then to call for Disney and ABC to fire Kimmel? Melania had also responded to Kimmel's remarks, saying he should not have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate. You know how you solve that? Turn the damn channel. Or don't turn it on. That is the thing that gets to ABC, the corporation, the sponsors, their ratings, their money. That's how you get action. In the meantime, you've got Vivian Kubrick. Daughter of filmmaker Stanley Kubrick, attacking Erica Kirk. She is, of course, the widow of Charlie Kirk. She's calling on President Trump to kill Turning Point USA. In an all-cap statement on her Twitter account, she said, "I have never witnessed such a ghastly, inauthentic, phony performance in my life as a speech by Erica." Now, what was she talking about? Erica was basically talking about life without Charlie and trying to get members of Turning Point USA, which he founded, to stand strong. So here's Kubrick's daughter saying, if we're to win the midterms, you need to kill Turning Point USA. And let some honest-to-God, authentic, super smart young patriots rally the American youth to fight for America first. I think she's speaking out both sides of her mouth. Do you? And then she says, at the very least, Trump, your association with Turning Point USA and this monstrous failure, her words, of Erica Kirk, you need to get rid of, kill it. She got a response, one writing in response to her saying, you know, I've been trying to understand the irrational hatred toward Erica Kirk. Charlie loved her. He selected her. He trusted her. And what I think right now is happening, people are mad that she is not Charlie. She's not Charlie. We get it. But why so much unchained hatred of Erica carrying out his mission? Another one writing, look at you mocking a widow of two small children after her husband was assassinated. Great job on that female empowerment stuff. Still another reacting, you must be a Democrat. TPUSA is a nationwide youth organization. TPUSA is Charlie's GOP, and you can F right off. Still another, this is pure delusional madness. That is fact. And that is the issue we have in front of us. I really don't care if Kimmel keeps his show or not. I think he should be canceled, but let the network make that decision, not get the government involved. And again, if the pressure is put upon the sponsors, they will pull the plug. I'm surprised. In fact, I'm sure inside their board meetings, they are discussing that. If the money's not coming in, I don't care how good everyone thinks someone is, they will not last. And I will state again, I've yet to hear Kimmel, quote, make an apology. He doubled down trying to explain why he did it. That's not an apology. Coming up, the fraud and cheating among the Democrats.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every turn. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com.
When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Must be the whiskey. I've been drinking to remember and drinking to forget. I got I love you on my mind. I got Jim Beam on my breath and loneliness has got the rest. I've got nothing left within me. It must be the whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
As President Trump has said, the Democrats are only good at two things, sticking together and cheating. That's all they're good at. Their policies are terrible, unpopular, and hated. Open borders, record crime, coddling criminals, massive taxes, shutting down American energy, shutting down American oil production, transgender for kids, transgender for everybody, radical indoctrination in our schools, and bowing and surrendering to our enemies at home and abroad. That's the Democrat Party. That's what President Trump is fighting against each and every day.
He's absolutely right. White House Deputy Chief Advisor to Trump, Stephen Miller. And we're talking about not just the fraud that is taking place with the blessings of many Democrat leaders, but even their participation. But we're also talking about this general malaise in the nation and anger and angst because Trump is president. Riddle me this. Are you listening? Are you listening? If Trump were not president, some other Republican serving as president, would we see this much division? I don't think so. But then again, the way the left has hijacked the Democrat Party, you might still see that happening. And everything he listed as to what they've done in opening the borders and everything else, opening up crime and then creating fraud, and their indifference to the American public in general. And it's blowing back in their face. They do know it, but they're trying to put on their best face. I want to read you something and share something with you. The socialist mayor, she proclaims herself a socialist in Seattle, Katie Wilson, had a response to reports that millionaires will be fleeing Washington State due to taxes and various far-left policies, as they've been doing in New York and in California. And you know what she had to say in response? She had a one-word response to millionaires leaving. Bye. And laughing. And she did that in an auditorium filled with other leftists. They loved it. We don't need them. Get rid of them. We're good. Let them go. One writer covering that event pointed out, she and the others are laughing about the exodus of wealth from Washington State by saying bye, then laughing, and we are doomed. All of these blue cities and blue states that believe that the wealthy are not paying their taxes, and yet those same leaders in those blue cities and blue states are among the wealthy. I don't want to hear another proclamation, declaration, sermon from Bernie Sanders on taxing the people that are getting away with paying taxes. Bernie is wealthy. Has at least two homes. But he doesn't consider himself wealthy. And even the other day, and I ran a clip of it, if you were listening, if you didn't, shame. But I know you can't hear, listen all the time. That's why every program of Larry Connors USA is put up as a podcast, available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or Larry Connors USA Facebook. But Bill Maher himself was talking the other day. Hey, this is getting to the point where it's going to hurt me. He doesn't consider himself a multi-billionaire, and he's not. But he's certainly a multi-millionaire. And what happens with a socialist communist view? You start supposedly at the top, hitting only those people, showing that you're trying to get them and help the people down below, and eventually you drop a ladder rung or two, and pretty soon you're in the backyard of middle America, taxing and overtaxing them. And what Trump has been trying to do, as Stephen Miller was pointing out, is correct all of this. And a lot of it does involve fraud. And we're going to continue pursuing that. And Stephen Miller quoting Trump saying Democrats are only good at one or two things. One of them involves fraud. Lee Zeldin, our EPA administrator, points this out as to what was happening inside the Obama-Biden White House with their Democrat donors.
Making money off of a climate grift. Well, what won't get referenced by your colleagues on the opposite side of the aisle who bring up the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund is that the money was going to former Obama and Biden officials.
Yep.
The money was going to Democratic donors. The conflicts of interest that we saw, the amount of self-dealing, the unqualified recipients. Climate United Fund CEO was a special assistant in OMB during the Obama-Biden administration. They received $6.9 billion. And we could go down the list with that entity. You could go through the Coalition for Green Capital about a Biden-Harris climate advisor serving on the board of CDC, joining the board in 23 while the organization was applying for GGRF. Power Forward Community CEO, CEO of Fannie Mae during the Obama-Biden administration. By the way, if we had 10 more minutes, I could just go through conflicts of interest. They're not offended by that. So we just want to stick to the truth. We want to stick to the science. And if you don't agree with them, you don't follow their logic, well, they'll want to vilify you. But hey, as long as we stay true to these facts, it's good to go. And I'm not going to take morality lessons from people who join all white country clubs.
I love it. That is, again, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin pointing out that during the Obama and Biden administration, a lot of their donors got extra little perks as they were forcing regs on you that you have to live by. And the money that was raised and wasted and taken away, they cared nothing about the American people. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is marking the one-year anniversary of President Trump's executive order on trucking reform. According to Duffy, we have brought back common sense rules of the road, including English language proficiency, valid working documents for foreign drivers. He said when state leaders, and we're talking about blue states, when they were simply giving out these commercial driver's licenses to folks who could not speak English, were not even able to identify highway road signs, they're giving them a license to drive an 18-wheel truck on the highway next to you and your family. Now, I don't care if you're a far-left Democrat and you're going on a road vacation with your family. I don't want you endangered. I do not want you endangered by an illegal driving that never should have gotten that license for that truck. But it was handed to him. They've already been blamed for numerous accidents. And truck drivers out there know that as well. They know that guys that should have jobs didn't get them because companies hired these foreign CDL illegals to do the job because they'll do it for less money. Put them on the road, give them the truck, and see if you can make it from here to there without a collision. But in the last year, they have 28,000 illegal commercial driver's licenses revoked, 20,000 unsafe drivers pulled off the road. That sounds great, but then again, that's not the end of it. You know there had to be more of them out there. And the blue states and the governors of those states, where are they? Why are they not making an issue? Why are they not trying to say this shouldn't happen? There's something else that Trump DOJ is doing that I want to share with you. They are now pushing Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. You either choose between protecting the cartel-connected political party that got you into power, or you help fight the drug cartels. For now, it appears she's moving to protect her party. It all began this week when the Justice Department announced the unsealing of an indictment against a sitting governor of Sinaloa, Mexico. We know by past many of the politicians in Mexico are linked to the drug cartels. And in some cases, they're trying to make money, but they're also trying to stay alive. If they go against the cartel, they might be hanging from a bridge along with the members of their family. So I'm not saying it's an easy stance to take. But all the drug cartels coming together, trying to get more drugs into our nation, and the left wants to claim that we're guilty of war crimes because we shoot these boats loaded with large packets of white powder. They're not fishing boats. They're high-speed boats meant to evade detection and capture. And then for them to claim that Hegseth should be tried for a war crime because of the double tapping of some of the boats. That means going back and shooting the boat a second time because it did not sink. It might still make progress and the cargo is still intact. But they say, well, he's trying to kill survivors clinging to the wreckage. Well, survivors should get away from the wreckage if they're smart. But I will also acknowledge some of those driving the boats and with the drug cartel influence, pressure, they don't want to be there either. But they're there to protect their family as well. The political landscape is changing for the Democrats. And they've always counted on the black vote. In fact, they felt that they owned the black vote. Even CNN had to acknowledge what Democrats will not.
President Trump and the Republican Party are chipping away at the long-term advantage that Democrats have had with black voters, with African Americans. You can see it right here. Look, Trump's approval among African Americans at this point in term one, he was at 12%. You know, he's been losing ground with a lot of people. He's gaining ground with African Americans. He's up to 16% at this point. And you say, this isn't that big of a shift. But I will tell you, Republicans absolutely love this shift that's going on because Democrats have had such a long-term advantage. The fact that he's actually gaining ground versus where he was in term number one, this has major implications for elections down the line because Democrats, especially in a lot of these tight races, you talk about places like Georgia, right down in the South, you see this type of movement for Trump actually gaining ground. This could have major ramifications and could help put Republicans over the top in a number of southern places in the midterm election.
In the midterm elections. We're not even talking about the next general election. That's Harry Enten with CNN. I'm surprised they continue to let the guy go on the air. I'm watching the co-anchor who was introducing him. She seemed absolutely depressed by the numbers. Did not seem even enthused about what the numbers might show. Whether or not she favored them or not, she was just indifferent. He might as well have been introduced by a wet blanket, because that's pretty much what she was. You could almost see it in her face. She didn't want to be on stage with him as he was going through those numbers. And Harry Etten continued on another issue.
Donald Trump's Republican Party is absolutely gaining ground, not just him gaining in terms of his approval rating, but look at the party ID margin, Kate, because this to me was absolutely stunning. Look at this party ID margin among African Americans. At this point in Trump term number one, Democrats had a 63-point advantage. That is absolutely fallen. Look at where it is now. A double-digit shift away. Democrats, of course, still have the advantage, but it's a 12-point shift to the Republican Party. And I look back through Gallup's records. They sent me their records. And this, in fact, lead that Democrats have is actually smaller than any lead from 2006 to 2021. So Democrats are leading. But again, we're talking about chipping away. Republicans are chipping away at this long-term advantage that Democrats have had among African Americans. We see it in terms of Trump's approval rating, and we even see it to a wider degree among the party ID margin, where all of a sudden there are a number of African Americans who are walking away from the Democratic Party, and a number of them who are walking into the Republican tent.
And that has, again, to be a shock to them. The numbers for Trump in the black minority communities continues to accelerate. The Democrats, and like I said, they have treated the black vote like you belong to us. They have been treating them like slaves. You belong to us. You can't vote anything but Democrat. And on top of that, you're too dumb to go get a voter ID or even do anything else, so we'll help you. We'll get you to the polls, get you to vote our way, and then we'll take you back to the urban plantation and pick you up the next time there's to be a vote. Black Americans are smarter than that, and they're recognizing, no, we do not have to fall under that, and they're not going to. One of the latest polls from the Washington Post, by the way, ABC, saying 60+% of Americans disapprove of what Trump is doing in Iran. That takes me back to the starting of today's program. That kind of remark and that reaction, you're aiding and abetting Iran because they want to see pressure on Trump. Thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.